Hi, this is Sandy Kozlowski with Building Blocks of Recovery, coming to you every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. If you have questions about recovery and how recovery, yoga, sober support, and even food can help build your recovery program, then Building Blocks of Recovery Radio is for you. Please give me a call every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at 646-716-5901. 646-716-5901.
Hi, this is Sandy. Sorry for those of you on video watching me turn around. Oh, there's what I'm looking for. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and I am your hostess, Sandy Kozlowski, with Building Blocks of Recovery Radio. I am so excited to be here with you today, and we are talking about when you are going through a hard time, what do you do to take care of yourself? If you have any questions, or you want to have a conversation about this, my telephone number tonight is 646-716-5901, 716-5901, and I am super happy to be here. I must tell you, I am super tired. I was recording sessions all day with technology challenges, a little conference I'm putting together, and it is called How I Bounced Back, and it's definitely about building blocks of recovery, and it definitely is my heart and my passion to help people learn how to bounce back, learn that there actually is hope and help. Hang on, let me say hello to everyone in the chat. Okay, I'll just say hello. Anyway, it's really pretty wonderful to, sorry, you guys are going to hear me clicking a little bit. There we go. And one more click. Good enough. So what is really terrific about learning how to bounce back in this conference, let me tell you about that first really quick. September 19th, all day long, you will be able to hear speakers at your leisure, which is why I'm doing all the work early for you. And not just me, all of the speakers and I are doing the work early for you, is that we want you to be able to read and to listen to how they bounce back. And what is super important about learning how to bounce back is, first of all, life is not perfect. We are not perfect. And yet what a bounce back life looks like. Sorry, a couple more clicks. There we go. Anyway, and so I have 14 speakers from literally all over the world. So excited, and pretty much they're all giving the same message, and I can't wait to hear what that commonality of that message is. So How I Bounced Back, we're on Twitter. How I Bounced Back, we have a Facebook page. And what's going to happen the day of the conference is you'll be able to go and download and listen to the whole conference, and then you will be able to chat with each of us on social media. Chat with each one of us. on social media during that day, and all of us just want to share our experience, strength, and hope with you. So I'm kind of excited about that. Hang on, let me take a step. Also, it's really interesting is building blocks of recovery, and what I really hope to share with you is not just about drugs and alcohol. So I know in the book I do have 12-step recovery stuff in there. It really is learning how to, sorry for those people on video, I'm sitting here licking my lips. Anyway, it really is about learning how to bounce back and make a difference. And sorry, a little more clicking, I apologize. And learn how to listen to yourself and do all of the things that you need to do for yourself and that you want to do for yourself. And so it's kind of an exciting group of people. And they're also very different mindset folks. So some folks are recovering from drugs and alcohol. Some are recovering from difficult childhood, some are recovering from chronic disease. All of them are coming together to talk, to share with you their experience, strength, and hope about how they did this, how they bounced back, how they changed their lives. So I'm so excited to be able to get to share that with you. Oh my gosh, every technology that I have going on right now is driving me crazy. I'm not going to lie. There we go. And I am over with the clicking. Sorry, I said that a few minutes ago. And I know that on the radio, on the video, it's not quite so loud, but on the radio, it gets really, really loud when I click. And I apologize in advance. Once again, that telephone number is 646-716-5901, 646-516-5901. So how do you bounce back? How do you, when your life falls apart, what do you do to pull your life back together? You know, it's funny. I just, not funny. I didn't mean funny like ha-ha. I meant funny, ironic. I was just sitting by somebody the other day, and this particular person had really given up on themselves. They had really given up on their availability to believe in a future anymore. And then I talked to somebody else who's having a difficult time. Just like they've been healed from their what they had going on for quite some time. And they're like, but why do I still feel like crap, right? And it's so difficult that when I think we have an unrealistic expectation of what recovery is or what our life getting better is. Sometimes, and I think it's because we're a media-driven society, sometimes what that ends up looking like is we think that that happily ever after is going to happen. And happily ever after, I'm sorry to tell you, doesn't happen. Happy happens. Content happens. Happily ever after does not happen. It's like, oh, I found my soulmate, so we should never fight. Well, that's not going to happen, right? Oh, I won the lottery. I'm not going to have any money problems. Or, oh, I have my dream job. I'm not going to have any money problems. Not going to happen. I have a new job, so I'm never going to have problems with my coworkers. Not going to happen. So it's super interesting to, if that's true, if what I just said is not true, how can I be so positive, right? When life hits you, when your life falls apart, what do we do? Well, first of all, when our life falls apart, please know, and if nothing else I ever say to you is, sticks with you. I hope this does. Please know that if your life falls apart, all that means, and it really is all that means is you're having a moment. And when we walk in gratitude and every single day we have that little spark of gratitude, then no matter what we're going through in that day, we can find a spark of hope and a spark of gratitude even in the worst of days. And so when you're going through a hard time, like, how do you do that? And for me, I've been working with this How I Bounce Back conference for a while, and I've been talking to so many people, and I might be stealing a little bit of their stories, and I was sharing with you tonight. But one person shared with me, they were really mad that one thing, just one thing didn't work for them. That, like, they tried yoga, or they tried sober support, or they tried focusing all on nutrition. And they thought that one thing was going to be the be-all and end-all of helping their life get better. And it wasn't. And the thing is, the thing about gratitude and the thing about your life falling apart is that what we need to do is we need to learn and remember that to stay open, honest, and willing. When we stay open, honest, and willing, then what happens is the shackles of our preconceived notions have to drop off. It has to. It has to drop off. So the shackles drop off, but what comes into its place is now we get the freedom to choose. So on any bad day, I get the freedom to choose. what does that mean? What does that mean for my life? It means that I can look at any given situation and decide if it's going to be life-affirming or if I'm going to let it sink me. And if I'm going to let it sink me, then I have to understand that's my choice, because life doesn't have to sink. So let me kind of be a little transparent here. I had a job loss in sobriety, and I do own some responsibility for that job loss. And that wiped me out. And it wiped me out for a couple of years, actually. The job and the situation was so, and the people I worked for, well, you hear this sometimes, and it just, I'm just going to tell you my truth. They're so abusive. That business, I think, is closed. If not, it went through several executive directors, and then finally laid the last one off, and the board is running it now. So that is always the kiss of death. But they were so horrible to me that it probably took a couple of years for me to get better. And the amount of depression from everything that happened on that job was truly horrible. And yet, I figured out my way, right? And so after the commercial break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about a few things, a few very specific tools that when life hits you, you figure out how to take care of yourself. And I'm going to give you a few of those tools when we get back from this break, okay? So let's go healthy on the other side.
We've got an incredible new marketing partner with us today here on Transmedia Worldwide. An amazing, amazing new book. It's called Building Blocks of Recovery. The Twitter is Build Block Recovery. That's BLIDBLOC Recovery. You can also find them on LinkedIn, Pinterest as well. It is an amazing, amazing book. You can get more information on our website at JiggyJaguar.com. Let's tell you a little bit about this book. It is helping a lot of people nationwide, 24/7. Building Blocks of Recovery. And we all know how important recovery is. And we've talked about it on this broadcast many times before with a panel of experts. We love this book. It's incredibly well written. It's gotten a lot of great reviews. And it's available online. Former addict helps suffering people with powerful recovery system. Sandra Kuzulowski is a current author, yogi, and chemical dependence counselor, and a former drug addict. She's been using her expertise and past experiences to help other people recover from drug addiction in painful times. And this book is absolutely amazing. You can learn more about Sandra, her recovery system, and everything else. Also, pick the book up on Amazon. The feedback from readers has been nothing but positive thus far, being called brilliant with the combining of holistic view of rebuilding your life. Check out buildingblocksofrecovery.com and tell them you heard about it here on Transmedia Worldwide.
Hi, okay, welcome back from that break. So I remember, and let me just tell you a personal story, and if you have a personal story for me, and if you want to spend a few moments and chat, my telephone number is 646-716-5901, 646-716-5901. So I was sharing with you before the break about that job loss. And I happen to live with a whole bunch of people I love, like many of you do. And stuff has happened, health challenges, divorces, whatever. And it really felt like it ripped the wind out of my sails. Now, being in recovery, somebody might almost say, if you really were in recovery, the wind would not have gotten knocked out of your sails. And I think that's the first thing from the truth. The truth is that the wind can get knocked out of our sails. The wind can get knocked out of our sails at any time by anyone, anywhere. And it's up to us on how we want to respond to that. This will be the third time today I've talked about Viktor Frankl. And if you've never read his book, A Man's Search for Meaning, that is clearly on your reading list. Because he was in a concentration camp, and he found the difference of people who survived the camp, who survived with a heart attack, and people who did not. And it's not saying that one group did not have PTSD and one group did. It's so much deeper work than that. I hope that you will read his book. But it really is bringing your life back to simple. And what is simple? Here's what I've learned. And here's what I'd like to share with you. Simple is food, clothing, transportation, shelter. It's as simple as that. Talk about food first. Notice, without judgment, notice if you are using food as a comfort when a hugely negative situation happens. And if that happens, then notice, but I didn't say judge. Would it be okay, let me ask you this question, would it be okay if a negative situation happened and you were craving some food and you went out and got it once? And yes, it was definitely emotional eating. Like, I am definitely emotionally eating. I am definitely in connection with that, and I'm clear that I'm doing it. Is it okay? This is what I'm going to tell you. I'm a simple woman, and I work a simple program of recovery, and yes, it's okay. Emotional eating, I think we all do it. Emotional drinking, we all do it. We see it on TV. How many times do we hear people say, oh, I need a drink, right? Okay. But I don't emotionally drink anymore. Anyway, so it is with the intention of the eating. Does that make sense? So if I understand that I'm going to choose to intentionally emotionally eat at this time, that also frees me to have the choice to choose to emotionally eat this time or not, okay? So it's not about learning how to get your life back, learning how to going through a hard time and taking care of yourself is not about deprivation. It is about returning that attention to simple. And so that attention going to simple is that I'm going to intentionally eat this candy bar or mashed potatoes, right? Like, I'm going to intentionally eat that because I need to feel better until my head gets around me. Here's where we run into problems, though. When we, let's say eating, when we intentionally eat, but we're just eating, especially if we eat in secret. When we intentionally eat and we intentionally eat in secret, that's when we are ill. But let's say I intentionally go and I get a great big thing, a side of mashed potatoes at my local greasy spoon, and I'm with some friends. Then I need to talk about what's going on. I also need to be with people who are not what I call a dry well. This is a very old phrase, but you know, people would go to the well to lift up the bucket of water to help to nourish whatever they were nourishing, right? Okay. I need to not go to people who are dry well people if I'm going through a hard time. Especially, let's say, we're going to keep picking on emotional eating, let's say, and I'm emotionally eating, right? I'm not going to go to those people. And the reason I'm not going to go to those people is they're going to keep reinforcing my sickness. And I don't want that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang around the well people and I'm going to acknowledge, hey, I think I'm emotionally eating and I'm okay with that this time. So it's reaching out. Nothing about what my building blocks of recovery system says is about being perfect, but it's about being real. And you can be real with intention and you can be real with focus and doing internal inventories and dialogue. You don't have to be one of those pie-in-the-sky, pious people. You can be real, eat a bowl of freaking mashed potatoes or eat a chocolate bar and say, yes, I'm intentionally eating and I'm okay with that right now. The second thing, though, is then watch what you're doing. Do I have to emotionally eat at every meal? Did I emotionally eat at two meals? Did I emotionally eat for a week? And then how do I want to take care of my body after? here's kind of a little thought to put in, okay? If you're reaching out for something like that, then what you can do is you can say, okay, today I'm going to start turning that around. So for me, for example, I kind of outed myself about the whole mashed potato thing, right? So what I do is I make a mashed cauliflower. When I finally figured out how to do mashed cauliflower, right, it's delish, right? And so I get that creaminess without all of the starch. I hope that makes sense to you. Okay. Like when I want chocolate and I'm trying, and I know I want to emotionally overeat, I'll go get dates. Dates are high sugar content, but they're low fat. And actually, I eat less of them than I would a whole candy bar, right? So I get to make that decision today. Protein is your friend. But wait, I didn't say eat meat every meal. I didn't say eat meat every two meals, right? What I said was protein. So eggs, chicken, fish, beef, pork, game meat, but also some kind of vegetables, some kinds of grains, like spelt. Spelt looks like a grain, smells like a grain, bakes like a grain. It's a protein, okay? There's more protein in broccoli than you could even imagine. Food combining. Frances Moore LePage wrote a book many years ago, many, many, many years ago, Diet for a Small Planet. If you have not read that book, you don't understand about food combining. She was the pioneer. Well, I don't know if she's the pioneer. I'm totally giving her credit for it because her book is wonderful. Okay? So what we want to do is we want to focus on protein, protein, protein. The more you're crying, the more protein I want you to consume, okay? And then what are you drinking? Are you drinking a lot of coffee or caffeinated beverages? And you got to know, I think sometimes coffee runs through my veins, but not blood. So it's not that I'm anti-coffee, but if I'm going through a hard time, I acknowledge caffeine and coffee are going to make that hard time worse because it's going to amp me up, give me the jitters, and then it's going to make me worse, right? So what I want you to do is, I want you to notice what you're drinking. A soda is the same way. You're amping up on sugar, caffeine. You're amping up on coffee. And, oh, my Lord, don't get me started on Red Bull. Oh, sorry, Red Bull. Or on energy drink. I'm going to move it by Red Bull. Anyway, don't get me started on those. Those are so incredibly bad for you, right? Especially if you're going through a hard time. So especially if you're going through a hard time, there's lots of other things to drink. Water. You can drink hot honey and lemon. You can drink certain kinds of teas. Now, please notice that teas have a lot of caffeine in them too. So you could have that coffee effect and say I'm drinking tea, but you're really still hitting the caffeine, okay? Okay. So food, drink, shelter. I don't know about you, but when I'm depressed, I'm just going to spin out myself today. When I'm depressed, I cannot clean my house and I cannot clean my room. And I just kind of sit in one place and can't move, okay? So how does your shelter feel? And prepare, kind of. Prepare for the bad times. And I'm not talking about being a prepper. I mean, have your house organized. And have a few touchstone things, a favorite blanket, a favorite sweater. Something that when you're going through a hard time, you acknowledge that hard time and you pull it towards you. You acknowledge that hard time and you rest in that, okay? And the reason I want you to do that is when we acknowledge, then we can move through. When we don't acknowledge is when we get stuck. Remember that couple of years I told you I was stuck from that job loss? It's because I didn't acknowledge the grief and the abuse that I had gone through on the job. And so once I acknowledged those things, then suddenly it broke, right? Like, I was so busy focusing on what they did wrong to me. Also, I did not notice what I had done wrong on the job. And once I did that inventory, it broke. I found another job and went to college. Things got better, right? Okay. So then, we talked about food. We talked about drink. We talked about shelter. Let's talk about transportation. Try if you can to make your transportation easier when you're having a hard time. Sometimes this might mean communicating with someone else. But would it be okay if, like, you were going to go visit a friend in the hospital, if you said, I need someone to drive me? Do you have to do all that stuff yourself? Or would it be okay to say, you know, I choose to drive myself. I know you want to be of help, but I choose to drive myself to this appointment. Of course. Of course. So watch your transportation. Once again, prepare. Don't let, you know, there be an emergency and you have to have a flat tire. Prepare your car. Prepare your home. Prepare your life to be able to shock absorb the unexpected. So we've talked about protein. We've talked about eating well. We've talked about increasing the quality of what you drink. We've talked about not going to the dry well, surrounding ourselves with people who would truly support our experience at that time. We've talked about transportation and preparing. So we've covered a lot of ground about how are you going to take care of yourself in hard times. One last thing, and then I'm going to wrap up with this. Move your body. So that sick, shaky, sweaty feeling that you get, that's adrenaline. Move your body. Your body says there's something wrong and I need to move. So, like sometimes when I'm visiting someone in the hospital, I'll take a couple of flights of stairs up and down to see them. When I'm going through a really hard time, I'll do more yoga. You know me, I'm a little yogi. So I'll do more yoga. I will go for a walk around the lake. Because what's happening is that adrenaline response is telling there's something wrong, you got to go. In the society we live in today, we say there's no tiger in the bushes about to eat me, so I don't need to run, right? Yes, you do need to run. You need to actually physically run, not emotionally shrink back, not emotionally become unavailable. You need to actually physically get up and run. Get up and go down the stairs. Get up and move. Park a little farther away and walk. You need to actually move that out of your body. Sorry for those of you who saw me on the video. Every time it says 90 seconds in my ear, it makes me jump. Anyway, so you physically need to move your body. Once you physically move your body, that adrenaline is going to burn off. Remember that disease is often caused by stress. So if you're stressing your body out by not eating, not drinking good foods for you, not resting, not using good transportation, not preparing, not moving, why are we surprised we get all of these diseases? And Sandy Kozlowski's Building Blocks of Recovery. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but I have a suspicion it's going to be feelings. Thank you so much for participating today. This is Sandy Kozlowski, the author of Building Blocks of Recovery. Available now for you on Amazon.com and for the Kindle is Building Blocks of Recovery, the second edition, where I took the initial workbook and I reworked it so that you could really delve in deeper. The deluxe edition has journal pages, coloring pages, recipes, delicious color. It's a 360 experience on how to change your life. The journal pages is if you download the Kindle version and you're looking for something a little bit more to go a little bit deeper, the journal pages are for you. Building Blocks of Recovery is now available for you to purchase for yourself or a loved one on the Kindle and on Amazon.com.